Are you ready to ignite your passions, achieve your goals, and live life to the fullest? You have come to the right place. This is the Move Forward Podcast, your source of inspiration, motivation, and practical advice. Each week, we'll bring you compelling stories from successful entrepreneurs, experts, and everyday people who have overcome obstacles and taken their lives and careers to new heights. So buckle up and get ready to move forward towards a brighter future. This is the Move Forward Podcast, and I am your host, Michelle Wolf. Hey, warriors, welcome to the Move Forward Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Wolf, and today you are in for a quick burst of information and inspiration to help you along your journey. This message today is for all of those people pleasers, for those who are maybe feeling like they don't have enough time for themselves. Perhaps you're asking yourself some questions like, why am I feeling so stressed? Why do I feel like I have no time for me? Why does everyone think that I can do it all? How come everything is put on me? These questions that we ask ourselves when we have resentment around having to do it all or having to do things that we don't necessarily want to be doing or feel like we should be doing. People pleasing is something that is very common for us women, especially moms, and I'm sure many men as well. However, speaking from my own personal experience, this idea of being a people pleaser was not on my mind until just recently. I talk a lot about actually being mindful about saying no and being mindful of saying what you want and doing what it is that you need for your body, because I do believe that doing things that we don't want to be doing or that are not necessarily meant to be on our to-do list, right, can be very stressful and actually toxic to our bodies because we are doing and going against what we're meant to be doing, and that can cause stress. So recently I was at an event. I went to an event for Bubbly Sparkling Water. Michael Bublé was there. Yes, it was an awesome experience. It was great. I got invited as an influencer. They first had given me a package with, like, you know, that ugly sweater and a hat and some socks and a package with Mary Berry Bublé. It's the new sparkling water that they used Michael Bublé's last name. They changed the Y to Bubbly into the E. He's been doing it for years using a Sharpie and changing it. However, they finally actually made him a can with the E at the end. So it said Bublé, which is pretty cool. And I was given this package, and inside it said, come to this event that we're hosting in Toronto at the Eaton Center for Christmas. And I didn't think much about it. And it wasn't until the day, kind of like the day before, where I had had an event and we made kind of a last minute decision of whether or not to go. I took Sarah to school. We decided to make it a day, go shopping, enjoy the day. And I thought it was going to be more of just like drop in, check it out, and head out. But it turned out there was actually an event, or, you know, a space for quote unquote influencers. So we roll up. I told them who I was, and we were a part of this experience where they let us kind of have like front row experience. We got right up in there. We're able to shake Michael Bublé's hand, take some pictures. But when we first got there, there was a group of us, and all of a sudden, Sarah, also known as the Bird's Papaya on Instagram, stands beside me. So she's a part of this influencer group, And I didn't have any idea that she was coming or that anybody else particularly was coming to the event. So I was kind of taken back for a second. And I remember thinking right away, like, oh my gosh, I literally jumped out of bed and put my hair up this morning. Like, I have not put myself together. And here we are with these beautiful influencers all ready to go. But that's another story. It was great. It was fun. A great experience. However, I remember thinking also, how can I connect Sarah, the Birds Papaya, with friends of mine that are also in this space and would love to have that connection. I know of some amazing people who could really benefit having that connection with her, because when you have an influencer like Sarah, and for those of you who may not know her, she is a Canadian influencer. She talks all about self-love. She shows her body. She shows her stretch marks. She's out there open, honest, and makes it funny too, has jokes, and is a real fun, creative person. And she has about 2.3 million followers. So if you are in her space, you're getting eyes on all those other people, or all those other people are getting eyes on you and what you have to offer. So it's a pretty cool thing, right? And myself, in that moment, all I could think about is how I could connect her with other people. And it wasn't until a couple of days later where I really thought to myself, why didn't I think about myself in that moment? Why didn't I actually share with her about my activewear line that has a lot of pink in it, and she is a huge fan of pink. I actually created my pink line, and I had influencers, particularly her, in mind while I was creating it, because I knew how powerful that would be if she loved it, if she wore it, if she shared it with her millions of followers, how that could amplify my business. Also, I have a podcast that would be very cool to have her on here. And in the moment, I wasn't able to even think about myself. All I could do was think about how I could connect her with other people. So this got me down the rabbit hole of why. Why did I only think of others? I didn't think about myself. I didn't go to the space of how I could help my business and help my career by connecting my brand to her. And not that she needs to, okay, let's just put that out there. It's more so of just an introduction, right? It's one thing to be able to send somebody an email. There is a team that goes in between those conversations who can say yes or no. It's a different connection when you meet somebody face to face and are having a conversation. And here in this moment, I'm not even able to talk about myself. And so I've been talking about it with my therapist and come to the realization that I am a full-on people pleaser, and I had no idea. Now, it stems back to past habits, likely that I was taught as a child. And most of our habits are that, right? They come from past traumas, or they come from the way that we had to survive, or the way that we were taught as children. So rather than taking them and being angry or upset about them, identifying them, be curious about them, and see how maybe we can adapt things, because our habits can change, but we need to recognize them before we can actually work through them. And in this moment, I'm going to be honest, I love being somebody who is helpful and kind and caring and is able to do a lot of beautiful things for other people. That brings me a lot of joy. And so it's not that I don't want to do those things. And for any of you listening, I'm sure you don't want to get rid of that piece of you. But what if you could identify how it's maybe limiting you from succeeding and being your truest self because you're always worried or thinking about somebody else before yourself? Now, maybe you can think about times in your life where you are maybe doing things that you're just doing them because you feel like you're meant to, not because you actually want to be doing them. Or perhaps you know somebody else who's like that. Now, I remember when I was younger, I always wanted to meet and to have a partner when I got older. I remember I used to always say, I want my husband to be a yes person. I want them to say yes to everything. I want them to be interested in everything. I want them to do everything I ask them to do. I want a yes person. So fast forward many years, and I absolutely don't have that. I actually have a no person, a man who loves to say no, although he has definitely come into his yes era and says yes to all the beautiful things that bring him joy now, more than just saying no. But I remember thinking about how easy that would be, because that's who I was and that's what I was about, always saying yes. And now in my older years, as I'm aging and becoming more wise, I'm identifying how maybe that's not necessarily a positive thing. Perhaps me always saying yes is just me pleasing or trying to please those around me, not necessarily just what I actually want to be doing. And by me saying yes all the time can actually be very toxic and take away from the opportunities that are actually meant to be mine. I recently listened to a podcast with Mel Robbins. She had on a doctor who spoke about people pleasing and how toxic that can actually be to our bodies. And it really opened up my eyes to sharing how many people are focusing on pleasing other people, and also where that comes from and how we adapt to what we need to do as children in order to create a safe space for ourselves. So this particular doctor had this childhood where she recognized that her father was angry often, and in order to stay what she thought was safe was to make sure that everyone was happy. So rather than focusing on what brought her joy and what brought her happiness, she was so focused on how to keep calm in her household, how to keep everybody else happy, even to the extremes of when she overheard what her parents wanted for her children to become, and or what they wished they had become in their careers. This doctor actually became both an engineer and a doctor because that's what her parents' dreams were for her children and for themselves. And so doing something for other people in order to make them happy. Now, you might be able to relate to this because it feels really good being able to bring joy to somebody, and it may show in different ways. And it also is not necessarily going to bring you full fulfillment. Now, I'm sure if you can look in any aspect of your life that isn't quite working out the way that you'd wished it to, perhaps you have resentment, anger, hesitation in some way. Perhaps it's because over the years you haven't been listening to what it is that you actually want. You've just perhaps maybe been going with the flow or doing what you assume you're supposed to be doing. Society puts a lot of pressure on us, from watching movies and commercials to TV shows that show us and tell us maybe what our lives are supposed to look like and how. That's just a script that was made up by other people before us, and how it doesn't necessarily have to be your script. You know, the idea of going to school, going to find a partner, having a career, having your two plus children, having that white picket fence and a nice house and a car, maybe a holiday once a year. That is a very basic idea of what life is, quote unquote, supposed to look like. But what if it looked totally radically different? What if you went outside the norm and did what your body was telling you and feeling like it should be doing? I bet you would bring a lot more joy into your life, and I bet your body would be happy too. So I am very new to this idea of being a people pleaser. I had no idea that I was a people pleaser. And yet it is very clear. And how we can work through that is just being aware of it now and choosing to make some shifts. So currently, I am practicing the word no, and that comes with a lot of discomfort. I feel sometimes like I'm not a good parent or partner. I often feel like I'm bad, not good enough, doing the wrong thing. And yet my inner gut is telling me that I'm making the right decision and that it will feel better in the long run. A lot of times when we make decisions, it's for the current moment. It's like somebody who's trying to eat well and then they sabotage it by eating something really bad in that moment. You know, you think you just need it for that second. I need it. I want that chocolate bar. And it's great for the moment. But then afterwards, you have the regret and the frustration. You have that sugar high. You have that bloating. And you keep on those extra pounds that you've been working at. So that fast initial response of hit that you get from saying yes to the thing that somebody's asked you for over and over again is easy. You're not going to cause a fight. You're going to please somebody else. And it's easier. You can do it better, perhaps, than the next person. But the long-term effect is you becoming exhausted, burnt out, frustrated, angry, and unsatisfied. So that long story is what you want to look at. Simple things. You know, when somebody asks you to get something and you're sitting down just like they're sitting down, but they ask you to go get it, why? Why do they do that? Well, they do it because they know that you will do it. They know they do that because they know that you're going to do it better. You could get it faster. Also, they just want you to get it. But what if you said no? What if you said something like, I'm in the middle of something, but could you get it? Or I'd appreciate it if you just go get it. And it could feel really gross, really yucky, really uncomfortable. But the long term is that they're going to learn that you're not always the person to do everything for them, that they have responsibility to take care and to do things also. Whew, it's a tough one. I've been going back and forth with this one because, you know, feeling like you're a good person and a kind person is really tricky when you say no, when you're used to saying yes, and people do not like when we change, when we're trying to up-level. It becomes a lot of uncomfortable feelings and conversations, and you just have to remember that it is not that you are angry with someone or that you're trying to piss them off, and yet you're trying to be the best version of yourself. And that comes with putting on your oxygen mask first. And I want you to visualize that. Really think of yourself, you know, with those oxygen masks. And if you don't put yours on first, if you put someone else's on and then you literally pass out because you don't have oxygen, how are you going to help all those other people that need your help around you? You won't be able to because you're literally out of air. You're done. Your time's up. Whereas if you put yours on, maybe you can help the person beside you and the person beside them and the other person beside them. You're able to do more when you are able to take care of yourself. And that doesn't mean neglecting someone else, but it means taking care of you so that you are prepared and you are the best version of yourself in order to help them. So that could look different for everybody. That could look like you are taking a self-care day and you're going away and you're going to the spa by yourself or with a friend. Or it could look like you are just saying no more often. It could look like you have a piece of your day that is just for you and nobody is allowed to bother you. It could look like whatever it is that you want it to look like. All right. Now, remember, you're still a good person, as long as you are still a good person. And you have the right to make time for you and to say no when it doesn't feel aligned with you or your higher purpose. You know, creating a business is, it is its new own venture, okay? For any of those who are listening and don't know, I have an activewear line called Move Life, and it's a year and a half old, and it is taking up a lot of time. Hence the reason why I haven't put out as many podcast episodes. Thank you for listening and still tuning in to everybody out there listening. And it's so wonderful and I love it so much. And it's a lot of change. It's a lot of time and effort put into something new, which means I have to find that time from something else. And for those of you who are going through a transition in your life, you've got to be very mindful of where we're spending our energy and where we can be shifting some things, maybe giving some tasks and jobs to other people, or just choosing to say no to other things, and also choosing to say yes to the things that feel good for you to help other people. That's a beautiful thing, helping other people, as long as it feels in alignment. And as long as you are still also getting in the time for you. That is what's most important here. That is what this conversation is all about. And I am just literally diving into this because it is a new discovery for me. I had no idea that I was a people pleaser or that I was still holding on to this idea of having to doing things for everybody. It's a journey. It is a beautiful journey. And I know that on the other end of this, I will achieve what it is that is of my highest good. I want to help and inspire millions of people around the world. And in order to do that, I do need to focus on me and what feels best for my life. So for all of you listening and who need a little shift, I give you the absolute power and energy and choice to say yes to that and to say no to things that are not serving you any longer. Release that energy, release that resentment, release that toxic load on your body, and step into the highest power of yourself. You may need some guidance. I have specifically a trauma therapist, and I talk very openly about these conversations with friends and family, and even here, obviously, on this podcast, which helps me overcome and work through a lot of those things. Okay? So choose your outlet, choose your help. And in turn, you will continue to evolve and learn and grow. And it's going to be beautiful. Crazy, crazy and beautiful all together as one. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode. Love you all so much. If you enjoy the podcast, would love if you give us a beautiful review wherever it is that you listen to your podcasts. Everyone, keep shining your light and keep moving forward. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Move Forward podcast. I hope that this episode has inspired you to take action and make positive changes in your life. Remember, progress is a journey, not a destination. And every step forward, no matter how small, is a step in the right direction. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving a review on your preferred platform. Your support and feedback help reach more listeners and make the show even better. I'll be back soon with another exciting episode, so be sure to tune in. Until then, keep shining your light and moving forward.